Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, Ione.
Hi, Olivia.
And hello to the listeners.
Hello to the listeners. Welcome to the Polyester Podcast. I'm Ione, founder and editor of Polyester, online and in print and everywhere.
And I'm Olivia. I'm the co-host, producer and editor of the podcast. And I am a fan of the recent winners of the Premier League Football Club, Liverpool FC.
Hey.
Hey, allez, allez, allez. We publish weekly episodes of the Sleepover Club 1 week and Obsessions the next.
This week, it's the Obsessions episode, where we talk to a person we admire about something they're obsessed with that has nothing to do with how they generate their income.
Next week is Sleepover Club, where Ione and I have all those gorge conversations you'd usually have at a sleepover with your girl mate. And in the middle is some recommendations from a creator to get you through lockdown.
If it even is lockdown anymore.
Yeah, it's good to know that we don't know that. Or not good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know that we have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, and today I actually feel everything and nothing. I'm very hot.
Yeah, I feel like I've got a smooth brain today, most definitely. A smooth brain.
Absolutely. And so, it's the Obsessions episode.
Yeah, great news.
Do you have any particular obsessions of the week, Ione?
Well, three guesses as to what yours will be. God, I don't know. What have I've literally just... No. Honestly, I think... When it's so hot... My head just goes into the bin. Okay, no. So I'm just going to make my obsessions an annoying plug because I can't think of anything that is not work related. Ha ha ha, so sad. So we are releasing the new edition of the newsletter on Monday, which I'm hyped for. It's got loads of good shit in. It's got like a book extract, Is that the right phrasing? Yeah. Like an extract from a book, like a chapter. About rage culture online, which is like really, really interesting, and like how Twitter has changed rage.
Yeah.
By this BBC One Extra radio host called Dottie. So I'm buzzing about that. And we just got their images through by this artist called Faith, and they are literally so fucking sick. Faith did a takeover for us on Instagram a couple of weeks ago where she did like a pole dancing lesson, and like it was really good, basically. So I'm obsessed with the newsletter and everyone should go sign up, please.
Yeah, it's a bloody good obsession to have. I like that I just get it. I get to just get it.
Yeah, you just get it. I mean, you're a paid member.
Big time, mate. Put your money where your mouth is. Yeah,
it's very true. So especially at the moment, I mean, lockdown is easing, but nothing's really changing. So if people could go and sign up and support us, we would be very, very, very happy. Plus, sooner... rather than later, we're going to start doing extra podcast bits in the newsletter, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let's give you your chance to get the football chat out of your system then.
Okay, so a couple of things. We've just won the league. First time in 30 years. So first time in my conscious lifetime. I don't know. I just didn't think that I would know. It feels really, really, really good.
Olivia's been on the news.
I've been on the BBC twice. On the BBC this morning and on the BBC World just for context, me and SBK, my heart and soul, we got filmed on Zoom as like fans' reactions or whatever. And
I was wondering how the clip came along.
How did we get on the news? So the good thing is you kind of just forget that you're being filmed, which is nice. I would kind of love to and not love to see the footage. The last 5 minutes is us just like crying our eyes out, like absolutely babies. But anyway, the footage that went on the BBC morning show was like our reaction to a penalty. So it was just like loads of cheering, loads of singing, blah, blah, blah. And the World News one was without sound, with me like absolutely swilling out of the bottle of Prosecco. But they literally had, it's a great clip, but they used it on the clip without sound because I'm literally just like, fuck off, fuck off. So it's just really good. I think this is, just as a parting word, I think this is the first time in my life I've expected to feel really, really, really fucking good and felt better than I ever expected. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is the only time I'll be able to say with truth and honour, it has exceeded my expectations.
Well, and also now that you're so used to the cameras and the spotlight, Love Island, The Circle, Big Brother, snap her up for next year.
Imagine.
I'd love it.
Great news.
I would love it.
I know.
So now let's talk about our guest. So we have the lovely Aluna Francis on the podcast this week, who you may know better as being a part of Aluna George, which is an electronic duo. Aluna is working on solo material at the moment, literally just today. I read that she's been doing like loads and loads of great work over the past few weeks around like inclusivity in dance music. I mean, probably not in the last few weeks, but obviously there's more noise being made around these things now than there was previously. She just published a open letter kind of like reclaiming dance music as a genre for Black people and encouraging more inclusivity in the industry, trying to push like the fact that the community needs to change and stuff, which is like really exciting. And she's also been doing a lot of like lockdown kind of like events, which we talk about a bit at the beginning of the podcast, with like raising funds for Breonna Taylor's crowdfunding and stuff like that. So, but I mean, our conversation has nothing to do with this, but I thought it's good to mention.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, what you can't hear on the podcast is the bit of faff it was to get going, and it was just so lovely.
Yeah, absolute sweetheart. So we're going to be talking to Aluna about tea, which feels kind of, what's the word, like counterintuitive at the moment because it is so fucking hot here.
Oh, yeah. But we do learn on the podcast. Oh, no, we didn't. It was afterwards that, behind the scenes. Here we go. This is the behind the scenes of all the way. That it's good to drink hot tea to cool yourself down.
Yeah. I mean, I love an iced tea. More than I love hot tea, actually, because I don't really like hot tea that much.
Yeah, I do love a tea. It is interesting the way, it's a spoiler, doesn't matter.
We'll talk about it afterwards, so, right, let's just get on with it then, so you can say what you're itching to say.
Okay. Here it is.
Thank you for joining us. For anyone that might not be familiar with your work, would you mind giving us a brief intro into who you are and what you do?
Yeah. Oh, I'm terrible at intros. My God. I'm Aluna and I make music. You might know me from your own mobile device that has a bunch of music. I'm probably in there, snuck in there somewhere without realizing that it's me. That's what happens to me the absolute most, is I'll meet someone in real life, and after about a week, I'll get a text going, oh my God, I've got you in my phone. I listen to you when I go to the gym.
Oh my God.
It's funny. Yeah, I'm like sort of in people's ears without them really knowing it.
Do you prefer it that way?
I think it's fascinating. I think, you know, what it gives me is the opportunity to see how different people behave when they know who you are and when they don't.
Yeah,
they're far less annoying when they don't know who you are.
Right. Yeah,
they're just like, oh, you're a nice person, let's get to know each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's a test of character if they're able to like hold it together and behave normally after they've found out who I am. I'm always like, ah, that's a good one. Yeah.
So today we're going to be chatting about your obsession with tea. When I was told about your obsession, I wasn't sure if it meant the drink or gossip. Both I'm down for, but which direction would you prefer to go in?
Well, hold on. What's tea gossip?
Like, you know, when you're like, that's tea. When you have tea, what? You message someone being like, I've got the tea.
What? Oh my God.
Oh my God, teaching you things. It's like, it originated from like ballrooms in like voguing ballrooms in the 80s and stuff.
Oh my God, I'm missing out.
And then I suppose RuPaul's Drag Race and stuff has popularized it as a term.
I am so excited by this. What's the tea?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyway, that's not my obsession. That might be my new obsession.
So your obsession is with the drink?
Yes, with the drink.
But you live in the States, right? Or are you just staying in the States? They're not really big tea drinkers. They don't even have kettles.
Welcome to my world. So I'm used to it though, because I've been touring for a really long time and I have carried with me my tea paraphernalia wherever I've gone. What I like to do is if I'm going to a new place for any period of time, I go to a secondhand store and get a teapot and some nice little teacups. They're everywhere. You can find them everywhere. Any secondhand store has a little shabby chic little teapot and teacup, and that's the best stuff. I like that.
It seems like the teapot is dying a bit of a death though, with kettles maybe. Like, people don't really seem to be using teapots as much anymore.
Well, I mean, I don't think people have really used teapots since the 1950s, let's be honest.
True.
So they're all just lying around in these secondhand stores waiting to be loved. I think they're an ornamental thing anyway, so like no one actually gets rid of them. So all the teapots that have ever existed that are still in one piece are sitting around somewhere. They haven't disappeared. Kettles, on the other hand, are a little bit harder to find.
Really? Like, I can't believe they just don't sell kettles. It is like mind-boggling.
No, I mean, they do. Every show I go to, the first thing my tour manager has to do is ask them for a kettle. And it's really fun to like watch the look on someone's face, and they're like, oh, and they'll always say, yes, absolutely, right away, I'll get that for you. And then an hour later, you know they're still looking for a tea kettle. And if I'm feeling really, really horrible, I'll continue to let them look for it, even if I'm really over the whole idea.
I mean, I would definitely do the same. And plus, it's like the least rebellious rider request you could ever make.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. But it is really inconvenient.
Yeah, well, sometimes people deserve to be inconvenient.
Because they'll come back with the tea kettle, right? And I'll be like, have you got any milk and sugar then? And they're like, milk. We are going to go to the store for you. Yes, we're going to go to the store for you. I'm like, thanks.
So when did your obsession with tea begin, and why has it endured across your life?
Well, it really began probably subliminally with my grandma. So she would always, my grandma's Indian, and she would like to combine two different teas. She liked, it's like Kenyan, I don't know, it was like Kenyan tea, whatever. And then Assam, and she would put the tea bags in. Or she would do Assam and Earl Grey, put the tea bags in. She had a little silver teapot. You know, she always, when you're making Indian food, you're always putting these different spices in to get this like perfect blend. So I guess she just applied the same thing. But I'd never seen anyone really blend different tea flavours together to make the ultimate tea flavour. But I was just used to that from her. And then when I was in a band called My Toys Like Me, my bandmate and his wife would be always on, like, they always had these really particular ingredients in their house, and they would always put this special specific brown sugar in their tea, and they had this, they would always be arguing about the exact perfect way to make a cup of tea. And I took a lot of things from that, because that was kind of the portable version of making tea. I'm not joking when I'm obsessed with tea.
I love it.
I can't believe I'm talking about a whole podcast about tea. You know, it's like squeezing the bag, and they did the whole thing of pouring hot water in the cup first and then swishing that around for, you know, a whole 30 seconds until the whole cup was hot, not just like a quick zhuzh. And then as how long to leave the tea bag in, how much sugar to have, what type of milk. I mean, and wow, they went to town on that. And I quite enjoyed that, like, next level. Yeah. So, and then with me and George, it was like, we didn't know each other at all when we first made our first song. I turned up his house and it was like, hello, chuck a cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? And that's what it's like in England. Like, if you don't know what to do, you just make a cup of tea. If someone's cat's died, you're like, oh, let me get you a cup of tea. Or if there were riots, like, you know, after you're done, right, we should go back and have a cup of tea, shouldn't we? it's just like the...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Except for everything.
Yeah, it's interesting because coffee is kind of like something that you drink to make yourself do something else, whereas tea is like more of a comforting thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Many, many records have been written where when you get to that blockage where your ears have gone, you don't know what to do next, it's like, oh, you know what, I'm just gonna go and make a cup of tea. And that's actually how, because I would always be sitting behind George going, could you take the sort of, I think the bass really needs to just like pop a little bit more, and I'm really not sure about that second chord. It's like not really doing it for me. And there was only so much backseat driving that he could take before
right.
I could sense that he was just gonna like be like, look, if you don't like it, let's just move on to another song. And I could feel it coming, and I'd be like, I'm gonna go and make a cup of tea, you experiment. And then he would be left alone for a sweet 10 minutes.
So are you puritanical about the way your tea needs to be made? And is like breakfast English tea your favourite? Or what makes a perfect cup of tea for you?
Well, I really like Royal Blend. Is it Harrods tea?
That's a very bougie tea if it's a Harrods tea.
Well, that's what happened when I left. I just was like, right, well, I have to take really exciting posh tea with me for presents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm one of these people that buys presents for people and then doesn't quite get round to giving it to them and then eats it or has it myself. So I bought, where did I get my, I got Marks and Sp- No, it was whatever mince pies I could get online. I bought them for someone and then I ate them.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I was buying the bougie tea for like my mum and stuff. And then I wouldn't see her. And then I'm just drinking myself and I got really into it. When I was living in London, like, of course it was PG tips. Or like, you know, if I wanted to go sort of bougie, I'd go Waitrose or Marks and Spencer.
M&S is the ultimate bougie supermarket chain, in my opinion, in my humble opinion.
I know, but it's still quite reasonably priced.
I know. I think that's what's nice about it, because the stuff feels like a treat, but it's not like Waitrose where it's just so insufferably middle class that you feel stressed by your existence of being there.
I tell you what, I could go to a Waitrose right now. Oh. Let's go for a Waitrose. I got into Waitrose because I worked for an elderly gentleman as a kind of like a cleaner. I've worked for old people quite often, like as cleaners or assistants, and he would make me take him to Waitrose. He would walk like, I think, a metre every 30 seconds, shuffling, and I'd just be standing there just like, okay, just don't fall over. We had this massive hill that he would have to shuffle down, and I was just like, oh my God. But then at the end of the road, there was Waitrose, and he taught me all about like the delicious Waitrose ready meals. You only ever had the same ones. I was like, you've got like a very kind of limited but bougie life. I like this.
I mean, I think that is the ideal.
My gran is like, she was like, what's that other one? The really like Aldi. Oh, she was an Aldi pro.
Aldi is like a very, you have to be specifically skilled to not let it
so skilled
ruin your life.
Yes. She would pick these really specific things and then get really excited about them. So she's like, you've got to get the jam from Aldi. Oh, so much fruit in there. Very delicious. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to Aldi just for the fruit jam.
What's the worst cup of tea you've ever had?
So I'll just describe it. It's not like it's only happened once, okay? First of all, the temperature, not hot enough. That makes a very bad cup of tea. Because secondly, it makes it really weak because you can't get the flavour out of the tea leaves if the water's not warm enough. Thirdly, too much milk. And fourth, no sugar. Like, that is going down the drain. Watery, milky, sugarless tea. Absolutely not. But weak tea is the thing that gets me the most stressed. And weak tea made by someone I have to be polite and drink with. Like, oh my God.
How do you deal with a situation like that?
I will sneak away at some point and sort that tea out. I'll do whatever it takes. In fact, this very morning, I was displeased with the amount of tea I had because it was in the wrong cup. So I snuck off, boiled the kettle again and made it into a bigger cup.
You truly will just do whatever it takes. I admire that.
I will. And the other thing is that can annoy me possibly equally is if I've made someone a perfect cup of tea and they don't finish it.
It's
I'm
rude.
Like incensed. I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to warm up your tea in the microwave. I'm going to drink it.
It's also interesting how, like, yeah, we've kind of spoken about, like, tea as, like, a comforter or, like, a social equaliser or whatever, but green tea has kind of had this big cultural moment for being, like, a health drink and stuff. I mean, I've actually really gotten into green tea and I've never drunk, like, normal breakfast tea or whatever you want to call it. What are your thoughts on green tea?
My thoughts on green tea are the type of green tea that we have in supermarkets, like the general green tea, is like fucking petrol. It's so strong and bitter and like intense. When you get like Chinese green tea or Japanese green tea and really go in on like the stuff you get in tea houses and stuff,
It's mind-blowing. It's a whole different world of flavours. Some of it can taste milky, some of it's floral, some of it, I mean, it's wild. So I wouldn't touch the stuff that's like just called green tea in a box from like your corner store or anything like that. I'm like, no, I can get PG tips just as easily, and it's a far more enjoyable experience. And then there's the whole like green tea powder that you can have as like a green tea latte. Mm-hmm. And for me, that is heaven.
I've never had that.
Because the thing is, for me, I feel like maybe my relationship with drinks is closer to a relationship with a milkshake.
What?
rather than a health drink.
Right, okay. So it's more of like an indulgence than...
It really is. I want this like enjoyable sensation to come over my body with like the milky sweetness of whatever drink I'm having.
Well, I mean, I think that's totally valid, and it's kind of in, it's, I mean, not, I've literally just had this thought right now, but yeah, how like we live in like a diet obsessed culture or whatever, but tea, you can still enjoy it and no one makes you feel bad about that. Not that you should feel bad about anything, but you know,
I mean, I will make someone feel bad if they make me put 5 sugars in their tea.
How many do you have?
Now you're asking. Okay, don't laugh at me, but I have 2/3 of a spoon of sugar.
I mean, that's all right.
It's like not, you can't give me a full spoon of sugar, I'll get upset. And if you only give me 1/2 spoon of sugar, I'll get upset. Somewhere in between.
I feel like the main thing I've gotten from this conversation is that you should probably just always be making your own tea.
Honestly, the nicest thing someone can do for me is boil the kettle, get me a cup and a tea bag and the milk and the sugar, lay it all out, and then let me do it myself.
What milk do you have? Do you have like normal milk, or are you going for like an alternative? What's the secret there?
Oh my God. Do not put alternative milk in my tea. I will slap you.
It goes weird, doesn't it? I mean, no matter what people say.
It's revolting. Like almond milk, soy milk, rice milk. Get the hell away. I mean, you can maybe convince me with a bit of like a barista, you know, oat milk or soy milk, but really don't bother. Like, don't go to all the trouble, just get me some cow's milk.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough.
Whereas if I have a green tea latte, I want that thing made with almond milk, because that's delicious.
I've never drunk almond milk. I've done a bit of oat in my time. I do like oat milk, but I haven't tried any other alternative.
I was once in Australia. Where was I? No, I wasn't in Australia. I was in Miami in a Australian coffee house, and I know this because the man making my coffee told me he'd recently won an Australian coffee competition where he had to make the perfect oat milk latte, I think. Or oat milk cappuccino, and I was like, okay, I'll have one of those. And to be fair, oat milk does work quite well in coffee if you learn how to do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
And you use the barista stuff. What is that stuff? Like, what is this barista? What is it like? Has it got a load of shit in it that you're not supposed to really have?
I have no idea. Like, it feels deeply wrong to me that a milk substitute has like 2 tiers of final, like, exceptional.
Very weird. Very suspicious. One suspicious thing happened with the barista oat milk in London, which is that it just disappeared. It was so popular that you couldn't buy it anymore. And I don't know what happened to the company. It was Oatly.
Well, did you see that viral tweet where it was like someone taking a picture from their phone up into like a student halls type accommodation thing. And this person's like had a full wall to ceiling window, and it was just cartons of Oatly stacked
oh
up.
My God, that's where it all went.
Yeah.
I swear, it was so weird. I was like, why has that literally disappeared off the shelves?
So final question, if there is anyone listening that doesn't drink tea, what are they missing out on? Why should they start?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't I don't think I would send a novice off to make a cup of tea without me, quite honestly.
I think that seems wise.
I think that's really irresponsible. If you don't already drink tea and you don't know how to make it, don't do it.
Fair enough.
Or, I tell you what, I made a TikTok on how to make the perfect cup of tea.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching it. I'm posting it. There you go. That's a great place to start.
And I also use my my favourite posh accent to do the voiceover.
Perfect. Give us a little taster.
So to make the perfect cup of tea, you're going to need a lovely pot from a local thrift store, a tea, a kettle, some milk, some sugar, and a lovely tea bag. Off we go. Don't forget your teaspoon.
And for the rest of the video, check out Alina's TikTok.
And that was bloody great. And I love that comment about coffee to get you going and tea to kind of like maybe do the opposite.
Yeah.
Like you have a coffee to go like, yeah, and then you have a tea to... Can you tell I'm like so high on life? Oh my God. You have a tea to like chill. And what I'm saying is I've had a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Olivia is the coffee queen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coffee's not relaxing. Coffee makes you feel like an adult or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Coffee's like, oh, now I understand why everyone was wild when I was a kid, but not in the like kid wild way.
Yeah, just absolutely wired. Well, thank you so much.
Speaking of them, oh no, go on.
I was just going to say thanks to Alina for joining us, and then you can say whatever you want.
No, I was literally going to say, speaking of being a kid, I was a football fan when I was a kid, and now I'm fucking very late.
All right.
Oh, great news. Okay.
If anyone wants to offer Olivia a spin-off football podcast. You know, our DMs are open.
The content's all there. I'll just voice record myself.
Yeah.
1 hour before bed, 1 hour in the morning.
Twice a day release. Bloody yeah. Hell.
It's got it. It's all I want to... Well, I know. Anyone who follows me online will see it is all I... It's all I do, isn't it?
So, next week... Oh, God. Next week, we will be back with Sleepover Club. I don't know what we'll be talking about yet. Who knows what's going to feel most relevant in this world at that time with everything changing.
Exactly.
So please, if you're enjoying the podcast, like, subscribe, rate and review. We would really appreciate it. We haven't had any new reviews in the last couple of weeks, which is sad news. And I love reading them out. So if everyone could go and review the podcast, I would really appreciate that.
That would be great.
Thanks, Olivia, for getting out of your hangover to record this.
Oh, no, I'm still very much within my hangover.
You'll make it work.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, everyone, if I'm being unbearable. I appreciate your patience.
You're not being unbearable. Thank you to Clarissa and Naya and Gino and Carlin and Jemima and Hattie.
And thank you, Ione.
And thank you, Olivia. And thank you again to Alina for joining us.
And see you next week and up the Reds.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.